Illinoisans are asked to stay home, work from home if you can, and mask up, because the trend line is not looking good.
We will quickly reach the point when some form of a mandatory stay-at-home order is all that will be left.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday the 13th in the year 2020, so that's going to be good news. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker warning of another possible stay-at-home order for Illinois as coronavirus stats keep climbing. Charlie Schlenker has more.
All regions of Illinois have additional COVID mitigations, which include shuttering indoor bar and restaurant service. Local elected officials in many areas of the state aren't enforcing the rules. Governor Pritzker pleads with them, asking what will make this real for them. Pritzker says to public officials that resist guidelines, unless the trend changes, hospitals will overflow and there won't be enough staff for the next shift.
Because I promise you, while you fail to take responsibility in your city and your county, that day is coming closer, and it will be on you.
The governor says there's better treatment, more protective equipment, and more overflow capacity than in the spring. But he says those won't halt the spread of the virus.
We're running out of time. And we're running out of options. Our growth in new cases is now exponential. We are seeing current numbers and future projections worse than what we saw in the spring.
Pritzker tells elected officials who disregard public health guidelines and fuel conspiracy theories about the pandemic, they have all the data and the studies they need from across the globe to show how to reduce infection rates. After the spring shutdown, the state left enforcement to municipalities who can take away liquor licenses and restrictions as set out in regional mitigation plans. But Pritzker says there are only so many tools in the toolbox.
The numbers don't lie. If things don't take a turn in the coming days, we will quickly reach the point when some form of a mandatory stay-at-home order is all that will be left.
The state asks people to go out as little as possible over the next several weeks to try again to bend the curve. There are now more than 1,300 active cases in McLean County, about 100 less than the record set in September. McLean County health officials announced 421 new cases in the last day and a 42nd COVID-related death. The county testing positivity rate is near 11%. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington Normal hospitals are getting hit with more COVID patients, but a precise view of capacity is not available. OSF Healthcare is declining to share patient numbers. Republicans are calling for a hearing this week to investigate a COVID outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home, where at least 9 residents have died after testing positive for the virus. And a judge has ruled that 2 men accused in a 2019 murder in Bloomington, Amari McNabb and Exodus Herbert, will be tried together in February. They're accused of killing 25-year-old Juan Nash. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. When it comes to assessing scientific evidence, conservatives place more value on personal anecdotes, while liberals put more stock into what the experts are saying. Those are among the recent findings by Eureka College's Alexander Swan and his colleagues. Tim Shelley spoke with him about his studies and what they could mean as the country battles the COVID-19 pandemic.
The past 2 or 3 years, my collaborator Randy Stein and Michelle Saraf asked two groups of people to identify their political leanings, and then we ask them to determine the credibility of in a scenario. And so we had 4 scenarios like that. So in study 1, it was a person with relevant experience, and in study 2, it was just a random person that didn't have any relevant experience. And we asked participants to rate the credibility of each of the statements. And what we found was that among liberals and conservatives, liberals tended to put more credibility and more weight into what the researcher had to say about these four scenarios. And conservatives tended to allow the experiential evidence from this other commenter or this relevant professional, they gave that more credibility and more weight. And you can see that across both studies. It's stronger, the effect is stronger among conservatives in study one with the relevant professional, because I assume it has to do with their taking in the relevant professional experience of this other person, and less so in study two because it just seems like a random person from their perspective. But in both cases, conservatives tended to give more latitude to the non-scientific perspective.
And can we talk a little bit about, I guess, the reasons behind that? Why would somebody who maybe leans more left place more trust in that researcher, while the conservative might place more trust in the other perspective, the anecdotal perspective?
So the idea that we worked with in this paper was that this effect seems to be somewhat mediated by conservatives' desire to give more weight to intuition. So intuition as their personal truth. So if somebody expresses an experiential conclusion, they tend to give more weight to that because it's aligning with their trust and faith in their own intuitions. And intuitions could be antithetical to what the scientists in any given science topic are saying. We don't really see that trust, massive reliance on intuition in the liberal part of the sample, the people who leaned more left.
That's Eureka College researcher Alexander Swan speaking with Tim Shelley. Before we let you go, a reminder that tonight is another installment of our Friday night arts and music series WGLT Presents, featuring the Heartland Festival Orchestra. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.